This appealing, so-called smiling figure is named for the wide grin that transforms its face. It comes from an area in central Veracruz with a long tradition of fabricating ceramic objects of all sorts. This figure shows a mastery of the medium. Notice the balance of its dancing posture and the symmetrical detail of its costume. Appropriately, on either side of the tall hat are Olin symbols, the Mexican sign for movement. Smiling figures are much loved for their apparent gaiety, but that gaiety has been interpreted in various ways. Justin Kerr is an authority on the Maya peoples to the south of the Veracruz region of Remajadas, the area from which this figure came.
They always seem to be smiling, dancing, singing. It has been suggested that they represent the deities of song and dance. It's very difficult to tell the gender because the, quote, boys and girls wear a very, very similar costume. The skirt that this figure wears is also seen on what seem to be male figures as well.
Another less joyful interpretation sees the smiling figures as depictions of participants in rituals who are intoxicated. Pulque, a fermented drink made from the sap of the maguey plant, had many gods associated with it. Ceremonies were equally numerous and could involve substantial drinking.